This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
So true, even on this fantastic Freeform Friday. It does not matter who I am. What matters is who you are. So welcome to the world of weird, because that is how everything always starts around here. There is no doubt about that. Anyways, we are coming to you from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, you know, in that weird multiverse of ours, because, you know, what that's what we have to do on a Friday, March the 8th of 2024. It is day 68th of the year, just in case you did not know, and there's only 298 days left to go. That's it, 298. You know, we'll get to some other numbers here shortly. No doubt about that. Anyways, as we are coming from here, we're also hanging out over there with our friends and colleagues at that other place.
Rio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, hanging out with the friends over there at Radio Big. Because why wouldn't we do that? Why wouldn't we hang out and do some weird stuff today? So hopefully the last 24 hours has been as interesting for you as it has for me. Because things do get extremely strange as things do move forward and hang on and move around and all of that fun stuff. So with that being said, if you're new here, let's talk about it. Thanks for coming aboard. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for coming to see what the hoopla is about. This is what happens on this show. We talk about safety and news. News and safety is really what happens. But on Friday, we're kind of doing a cleanup. And what do I mean by a cleanup? Well, we're trying to catch up with all the shit that we didn't talk about previously. Yep, that's how it goes. So if we kind of go out there and take a look around and go, okay, well, we missed this and we missed that and we missed the other, that's what we're doing. So that's what's going to happen. We'll cover all of that information and then go from there. Outside of that, you can interact with the show. Simple process on doing so. You go to callinradio.com. Once you get there, here's the fun part. Call-in radio will lead you to text messaging, video messaging, and audio messaging. Because if you go to the social media platforms, they work. I'm just terrible at checking them. That's really what it boils down to. So with that being said, once you get there, leave whatever you want. It's great. And then we'll kind of take a gander-ander at it and go from there. That's it. That's the process. That is the torture tale. Yeah, the torture tale. Of what exactly goes on. If you get lost and you're watching the video, the call-in radio portion is right there at the bottom. Outside of that, if you go to our website, safetyfm.com, or radiobig.fm, but safetyfm.com, and click on the section that says visual radio, because you want to watch the visuals here? Well, you have this as a choice.
Duh.
And that's what happens around here. And that's where we hang. And that's it. And we get everything moving and grooving. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so here we go. Let's talk about the trends of the ends of the ends. An energy company takes blame for Texas wildfires, and a pick gets loose in Wisconsin. We'll talk about that. Barbie is adding to their role models collection in honor of International Women's Day. Andy Cohen fires back at Leah McSweeney's cocaine claims. And Chris Harrison is returning to TV, so be on the lookout for that. Also, Prince Harry's panties will soon be on display. Hold on. Prince Harry's? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what it says. I don't know. I just take you to wherever the hell this thing leads. So there you go. As you are aware, a lot of stuff going on last night, just in case you didn't know. I had a feeling before I got here this morning that we're going to have a heavy political day. No, I have a weird feeling. We'll get into it as we're talking. I do have Mark Mayfield already waiting in the wings here, wanting to talk to you and telling you what the hell's going on. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we'll get ready together and move and groove. What do you think? Is that what we're going to do? I think we should do it. Let's get in the mix. Oh, hold on. That's the wrong place to be. So we'll be in the mix. We'll be in the news mix. So here you go.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. President Biden is defending his policies toward China.
And we're standing up against China's unfair economic practices. We're standing up for peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits.
While delivering his State of the Union address, the president said the trade deficit with China is down and his administration is taking action against China's unfair economic practices, adding, "We want competition with China, but not conflict." U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for heckling the president during his State of the Union address Thursday night. The man's son was a Marine killed along with 12 other service members and 170 civilians in a suicide attack during the withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Officers led the man out of the gallery, and he was arrested for disrupting Congress. Those that suffered frostbite in Kansas City in January may need amputations. Brian Shook reports.
Grossman Burn Center Medical Director Dr. Megan Garcia said 70% of people who got frostbite in the below zero temperatures are now being told to schedule amputation procedures. Many of those were fans who attended the playoff game between the Miami Dolphins and Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. The temperature was -4 at kickoff with a wind chill of -27 degrees. Garcia said she thinks the number of amputations will be between 10 and 20. I'm Brian Shook.
The Japanese manga artist and creator of Dragon Ball, Akira Toriyama, is dead at the age of 68. The announcement was made in a statement on the Dragon Ball website, where it was announced he died of an acute subdural hematoma. And actor Alec Baldwin may call celebrity witnesses to testify for him in his Rust manslaughter trial. TMZ reports Baldwin's team is putting together a list of people to take the stand on his behalf. The actor pled not guilty to an involuntary manslaughter charge related to a prop gun he allegedly fired that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
President Biden says he's cracking down on corporations that engage in price gouging or deceptive pricing on food. In his State of the Union address, Biden addressed the issue.
In fact, the snack companies think you won't notice if they change the size of the bag and put a hell of a lot fewer, same size bag, put fewer chips in it. No, I'm not joking. It's called shrinkflation.
He also said he's getting rid of junk fees. He added his administration just announced they're cutting the price of credit card late fees. Supporters of former presidential candidate Nikki Haley are more likely to vote for Biden over Trump. That's according to a new Emerson College poll released Thursday, which found 63% of Haley supporters are backing Biden after she dropped out of the GOP primary on Wednesday. 27% said they would vote for Trump, and another 10% said they were still undecided. Biden has welcomed Haley supporters to his camp, while Trump has continued to criticize the former South Carolina governor. Haley said Trump needs to earn the votes of her supporters and did not endorse him in her suspension speech. The House has passed the Laken Riley Act that requires ICE to detain illegal immigrants who have been arrested for theft and similar offenses. Lisa Taylor reports.
The bill is named after the Georgia nursing student who was killed on the campus of the University of Georgia. An illegal immigrant from Venezuela, Jose Antonio Ibarra, has been arrested and charged in Raleigh's murder. He was previously arrested in New York, but wasn't detained by ICE after New York officials released him. Georgia Republican Congressman Mike Collins said Raleigh's murder is another wake-up call as Americans experience an illegal alien crime wave. Collins urged the Senate to take up the bill immediately. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And a Salt Lake City bar is stirring up controversy with the announcement of a no Zionist policy. The owner of the Weathered Waves bar says the policy is to prohibit hate speech and says that the bar remains inclusive of all religions, including Judaism. However, he maintains that Zionism is an ideology and not a religion. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
There you go, competitors to copy, which we would first have to have competitors, so I don't think that that's really going to be the case. Anyways, here we go, 15 minutes past the top of the hour, as you and I are hanging out on this fabulous Friday. Yeah, fabulous Friday, that's what it ends up boiling down to, and I got a whole slew of things to talk about that's still on the shit list, so let's start talking about it. A 450-pound pig named Kevin Bacon, that's not a joke, I'm not talking about the actor here, went into the search for some company last week while his owner was out of town. Jake Morgod of Brighton, Wisconsin, said that he was alerted of the animal by his wife, who spotted the pig in the driveway camera. Yeah, driveway camera of a 450-pound pig. After making a few phone calls, they tracked down the owner, who explained that the pig was a little lonely, so he's probably just looking for some company. From there, Morgod actually contacted the sheriff's department, who, along with his wife and daughter, were also able to walk Kevin Bacon back home. The mile-long walk took over 2.5 hours and several bribes of Oreos and tasty treats. This is according to WTMJ. Talk about bribing some people, huh? And when I say people, maybe I should talk mostly about pigs. But, man, it all sounds way too familiar for some reason. So there you go. So anyways, last month, the city of Denver announced a job cut to free up some room in its budget to accommodate the foreign asylum seekers and non-citizens. Now the city Human Service Department is actively searching out landlords who would be interested in renting out their homes for the cause. Is part of the savings reduction staff hours. The city would pay up to $2,000 a month for the program. If you're interested in it, this is according to KDVR. Now, think about that real quick. Some cuts. If you're interested in housing some people, we're willing to bet you up to $2,000. Now, I don't know if you've taken a look around at some things that are going on, especially like what are the pricing in regards of rental homes currently? Shit, let's not lie. The pricing of everything lately, which is super expensive. So I don't even know if that translates well when you start going, okay, well, $2,000 sounds like a good number. I mean, you'll know better than I do because I'm just the guy that sits here behind a microphone and talks all day. Is really what it boils down to. So what do you think? Does it make sense? No sense? Nonsense, nonsensical. I mean, just some stuff to think about. Anyways, Xcel Energy reports that it sparks from one of its facilities may have ignited the Texas wildfires that have come to torch over 1 million acres and killed thousands of farm animals. In a statement, the company said its own investigation puts the blame on their feet without explaining how, adding that it disputes claims that it acted negligently in maintaining and operating its infrastructure. Its proactive step, Xcel encourages anyone who suffered loss or damage as part of the fire to begin claim process, especially those who lost their home. While the blazes continue in Texas, Forest Services say that the fire is about 74% contained. This is according to NBC News. Now let's talk about that. 74% contained. You are saying to me that if you are experiencing any issues here, and you have a claim of loss, to come and file a claim. Now, this is where it gets weird. Have you interacted with a with an insurance company? Because if there is a insurance intermediary in regards to this, boy, is this going to sound weird. And if I lost my home, like fully lost my home, how is that going to work? Do I go through my normal insurance and then kind of go from there, because that's where it's going to get strange. So something to think about. Let's talk about this. Lego has unveiled a 4,200 piece set of partnership of DC Comics to celebrate the 85 year since the original debut of Batman, which premiered as a comic back in March 30th of 1939. The Batman Gotham City skyline sets to pay tribute to the animated series from the 90s. Building include Gotham City Court, Arkham Asylum, and of course the Bat Signal, because I mean you can't really have a lot of stuff without the Bat Signal. The set goes on sale next month and it's going to be for $299. Now hold on, if you're celebrating this and it occurred in March and you're gonna put it on sale in April, I mean, did you miss the boat a little bit? I'm just asking.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Some very interesting stuff to talk about. No doubt about that. By the way, I know that we don't normally talk where we try to avoid talking about sports here. But did you see the announcement yesterday of the fight that's going down in boxing on July the 20th. I do remember that it is Texas Stadium in Arlington. And remember, this thing holds about 100,000 people. But Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Yeah, Mike Tyson. And it did not say exhibition. I mean, I'm assuming it's an exhibition, but it didn't say exhibition. And I'm kind of intrigued on what the hell's going to happen. I mean, I would imagine most people that care about that stuff are going to be intrigued about what the hell's going to happen. But man, is that some interesting times. I don't know why I got into that, but definitely some things to talk about. So there you go. Let's take a look at some other stuff real quick, because I think we're so close in regards to talking about some money stuff, because I feel like we have to talk about money every day, because I need a dollar. A dollar is what I need. Yeah, if you're familiar with the song, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's get into some money matters real quick. I have some Aaron Royale waiting in the wings, so let's go there.
Max is the next streaming service to crack down on password sharing. Silvana Anau has the story.
The head of the Warner Brothers streaming business says Max will start limiting people sharing passwords outside their household later this year. That brings Max in line with Netflix and Disney, which have done so while adjusting prices to make their cheaper ad-supported plans more attractive.
Ex-owner Elon Musk says the social media platform is considering getting rid of showing how many likes a repost or post gets. Matt Mattinson reports.
Speaking at a conference Wednesday, Musk said that info could clutter content on the service. Since buying the company, Musk has added a feature allowing people to see how many views a post has received.
New York City will soon be host to one of the country's largest Black woman-owned manufacturing incubators and accelerator facilities. That's the word from Mayor Adams, who says AYO Labs at the Brooklyn Navy Yard will focus on helping health and beauty businesses owned by women, Black, Indigenous, and other people of color to launch and grow in New York City. R.F. Wilkins Consultants has been selected to develop and operate the project, which is expected to create over 900 direct and indirect jobs in the first 5 years. Adams says it will also strengthen New York City's position as a leader in the $450 billion health and beauty industry. Iowa women's basketball star Caitlin Clark has signed an exclusive multi-year deal with a major trading card company. Panini America made the announcement this week, saying that Caitlin is the first multi-year exclusive athlete to sign with the company. It is the first deal of its kind for a female athlete. Her first trading will honor the moment she passed Kelsey Plum to become the all-time leading scorer in the NCAA women's basketball history. Consumer and Business News, Aaron Royale, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Aaron, for that information right there. We are 23 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this fantastic Friday. So let's talk real quick about what I see with the Dow. The Dow added about 130 points to close at 38,791 on Thursday. The S&P increased by 52 points to close at 5,157, and the NASDAQ increased by 241 points to close at 16,273. West Texas Intermediate closed at $79 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $83 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.39 on Thursday, and Bitcoin climbed up on Thursday more than 1.5%, trading just over $67,000. And let's see, there was more than 4,110 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, and about 225 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $687 million jackpot, or a $332.3 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $521 million jackpot, or a $249.6 million cash payout. So if you're ready to play the game, well, we have that for sure for you. So there you go. Some fun stuff going on. No doubt about that. So let's talk. I got a lot of stuff from last night's speech. So I'm not sure on how crazy we want to get, because when I say I got a lot of stuff, I mean, I got a lot of stuff. So let's go into some other things first before we get into that. So let's go. Let's do this. Authorities in Orange County believe that that they have the serial ATM thief on hands. It's a Lieutenant Phil McCullen. What the Orange County Police Department says that the suspect is scouting out businesses before robbing them.
We suspect that he's going out looking in advance, looking for these cash machines, these ATMs, and finding an opportunity and coming back early morning hours, late at night.
The person has been in tow, strapped tied to a white pickup truck to rip out the ATM out of the business and drag them away. That was what happened at the barbershop in Orange early Monday morning. It also happened in a nail salon in Anaheim Hills in February and at a laundromat in Orange in December. Detectives now believe that the same thief was responsible for all three cases, and they have searched the truck's license plate, but it comes back as stolen. What, the license plate or the truck? Because maybe that's the question to ask. So there you go. What do we want to do? Let's do this one. Let's talk about Kalamazoo real quick. The hospital there has resumed the use of emergency behavioral health annex for mental health patients who are in crisis. Cindy Evans is an emergency department behavioral health nurse and says that the annex has been a wonderful resource when it is available.
We have had patients sometimes in the emergency department for weeks on end waiting for placement, and the annex provides them a safe area where they can leave their rooms, they can walk around, they can shower, they can have some dignity while they're spending some time in the emergency department.
So the hospital had stopped using the annex for patients last year, and officials say that it was making logistical improvements. They say that those who were completed yesterday, but not before the Michigan Nurses Association filed for a legal complaint and said that staff and patients were less safe without being used. The annex opened back in 2017. So there you go. So should we talk about Road to the White House? Is that where we want to go? We can do that. Let's do this. During the State of the Union speech last night, President Biden warned that American democracy is under threat.
The threat to democracy must be defended. My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. I will not do that.
The president said those who stormed the U.S. Capitol to overturn his 2020 election win are not patriots. He said that he sought to overturn the will of the American people based on lies that the election was stolen. In a jab to Donald Trump, Biden said, "You can't love your country only when you win." Biden also promised to restore Roe v. Wade as a law of the land again if he is reelected in November. President Biden said that the power of women is strong.
It's a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court majority wrote the following. And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you get right about.
So there you go. Some interesting stuff going on right there. So I would imagine we got some stuff to talk about. Attorney General Merrick Garland says that the importance of the Anti-Defamation League is even more clear after Hamas attacked Israel in October. Speaking at the ADL Never Is Now Summit, Garland said that the number of Jewish hate crimes investigation recently is staggering.
The FBI reports that between October 7th, 2023 and January 30th of this year, the Bureau opened over three times more anti-Jewish hate crime investigations than in the previous 4 months.
He said these statistics do not even start to capture the fear in which Jewish communities have been living in. Garland added that the Justice Department has no higher priority than ensuring the safety and civil rights of everyone in our country. AG Merrick also said that there is fear in the Jewish community.
They do not capture the fear of Jewish Americans that any sign of our identity could make us the target of an attack.
So there you go. Some stuff right there going on. Take a listen to this. Alabama Senator Katie Britt is delivering the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union. Take a listen to this.
One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch.
While speaking from Montgomery, she said that the Americans deserve a leader who isn't dithering and diminished She said also the nation needs a leader who recognizes that secure borders, stable prices, and safe streets are the cornerstone of a great nation. The first-term Alabama Republican is the youngest woman in the Senate. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. Well, I guess we're going to get a little political itty here. President Biden is catching some heat from his biggest critics during the State of the Union speech. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene dared Biden to say the name of Lakeen Riley, the Georgia nursing student who was killed on campus of the University of Georgia by an illegal alien.
Lincoln Riley. An innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
Biden was ready, but he mispronounced the first name, calling her Lincoln. Green called it an absolute disgrace. So there you go. I guess here we go. We're going to get into the iggy. Take a listen to this. President Biden is defending his policy towards China.
And we're standing up against China's unfair economic practices. We're standing up for peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits.
Okay, while delivering his State of the Union address, the president also said that the trade deficit in China is down and his administration is taking action against China's unfair economic practices. He also highlighted the efforts to strengthen ties in the Pacific, adding that we want competition with China, but not conflict. Take a listen to this portion.
I've heard many of my Republican and Democratic friends say that China is on the rise. And America's falling behind. They've got it backwards.
So there you go. Take a listen to this portion as well. President Biden claims that the American is safer now than before he took office.
All Americans deserve the freedom to be safe. And America is safer today than when I took office.
While delivering the State of the Union address, he said that his administration is making the largest investment in public safety ever. He claimed that the murder rate saw a sharp decrease last year and violent crimes fell in one of the lowest levels in decades, but conceded that there are more things to do, particularly with ending gun violence and stopping school shootings. President said there are more things to do to lower crime. So take a listen.
Violent crime fell to one of its lowest levels in more than 50 years, but we have more to do. We have to help cities invest in more community police officers, more mental health workers, more community violence intervention.
Okay, so let's go into some other stuff real quick. President Biden is calling out his political rival during the State of the Union. Take a listen.
Other people my age see it differently. The American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution. That's not me.
Meanwhile, Biden added his life experience has taught him to embrace freedom, democracy, and the future based on honesty, decency, and dignity. The reference of his age comes amid concerns over whether the president is up for another term as president. At 81 years of age, Biden would be the oldest person elected president if he wins the re-election in November. Trump will turn 78 in June. He closed with saying that he sees the future where we restore the right to choose and protect our freedoms, not take them away. And he also said that age is just a number.
Fellow Americans, the issue facing our nation isn't how old we are, it's how old are our ideas.
So there you go. Some stuff there. I got more, so I don't know how far we're going to go into the weeds. So let's just do it. President Biden is calling for Congress to pass a bipartisan border deal negotiated by a group of senators.
This bill would save lives and bring order to the border. It would also give me and any new president new emergency authority to temporarily shut down the border when the number of migrants at the border is overwhelming.
During his State of the Union address, Biden called for the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen, prompting boos from the GOP lawmakers. The president also referred to Lincoln Riley, the Georgia nursing student who was killed on campus at the University of Georgia by an illegal immigrant. He claimed that the bill would save lives and bring order to the border. Republican killed the deal, arguing that it doesn't go far enough to stop the flow of immigrants. Also, here's some other things that Biden had to say.
That bipartisan bill would hire 1,500 more security agents and officers, 100 more immigration judges to help tackle the backload of 2 million cases, 4,300 more asylum officers, and new policies so they can resolve cases in 6 months instead of 6 years now. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. but how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself.
So there you go. Some stuff right there. Some other things. President Biden pledges to bring America's hostages home, still being held by Hamas, during his State of the Union speech. He said that Israel has the right to go after Hamas, and claim that Hamas could end the war if they release hostages and surrender.
I know the last 5 months have been gut-wrenching for so many people, for the Israeli people, for the Palestinian people, and so many here in America.
He added that the innocent Palestinians that are being killed, Biden has been under increased pressure from his own party to help Palestinian civilians that caught in the crossfire of the Israel-Hamas war. President Biden also said that he has actions to get aid from Gaza.
I'm directing the U.S. military to lead an emergency mission to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza that can receive large shipments carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. No U.S. boots will be on the ground.
Okay, so there you go. Remember, no U.S. boots on the ground. Biden is stressing voting and other rights during the State of the Union speech. Take a listen.
Forces taking us back in time. Voter suppression, election subversion, unlimited dark money, extreme gerrymandering. John Lewis is a great friend to many of us here. But if you truly want to honor him and all the heroes who march with him, then it's time to do more than talk.
Okay, so talk, baby. There you go. President Biden is also accusing Republicans of wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare.
Many of my friends on the other side of aisle want to put Social Security on the chopping block. If anyone here tries to cut Social Security or Medicare or raise the retirement age, I will stop you.
During his State of the Union address, the president also vowed to stop the cuts of entitlements or increase the retirement age. He said the Republicans want to cut Social Security and give tax cuts to the wealthy, prompting boos from the Republican lawmakers. The president also claims the Republicans for wanting to cut Social Security and instead give some tax cuts to the wealthy. Take a listen.
Republicans can cut Social Security and give more tax breaks to the wealthy? That's the proposal. Oh, no. You guys don't want another $2 trillion tax cut?
Okay, so there you go. Take a listen to this. The U.S. needs to have the best education in the world, and what's going to have the best economy in the world? Take a listen.
And I suspect all of you want to give a child, every child, a good start by providing access to preschool for 3 and 4 years old.
That's what President Biden said during his State of the Union address tonight. Biden said that Americans should have access to preschool, and college needs to be made more affordable. He also advocated for raises for teachers. Take a listen to this.
And I want to make sure the college is more affordable. Let's continue increasing the Pell Grants to working and middle-class families and increase record investments in HBCU. Such relief is good for the economy because folks are now able to buy a home, start a business, start a family. While we're at it, I want the public school teachers a raise.
So there you go. Some stuff right there. No doubt about that. Take a listen to this because I think we need to touch on two more and then I'm going to get the hell out of here in regards of this information. President Biden wants to reform the tax code. During his State of the Union address, Biden slammed Donald Trump's tax plan, claiming it only helped the very rich.
55 of the biggest companies in America made $40 billion and paid zero in federal income tax. Zero. Not anymore. Thanks to the law I wrote and we signed, big companies have to pay a minimum of 15%. But that's still less than working people pay in federal taxes.
He said he wants the biggest companies in the U.S. to pay their fair share. He also pushed for child tax credit. Biden believes that billionaires in the U.S. need to pay more than the middle and lower class have to pay. So there you go. Take a listen.
You know, there are 1,000 billionaires in America. You know what the average federal tax is for those billionaires? No. They're making great sacrifices, 8.2%. That's far less than the vast majority of Americans pay.
Okay, so here's the last one in this little slew of stuff. President is reminding Americans that the state of the country when they entered office.
Remember the fear, record losses. Remember the spikes in crime and the murder rate, raging virus that took more than 1 million American lives. Of loved ones, millions left behind.
During his State of the Union address, Biden also noted the country was in the throes of the coronavirus pandemic when he, with a suffering economy. He said that his administration has pulled the U.S. out of one of the toughest periods in the country's history. The president promised also to continue building the economy from the middle out and bottom up. President also says that former President Trump failed the United States with COVID-19.
My predecessor failed the most basic presidential duty that he owes to American people, the duty to care. I think that's unforgivable.
He says that he will continue building the economy.
America's comeback is building the future of American possibilities, building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
Okay, so now let's get the hell out of politics because, man, that was rough for me and rough for you. I hope so, because I don't like talking about politics, but I think you already know that shit.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. I know you won't, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. One in six. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
My kind of music.
I get the best mix of my favorite music.
All on one radio station.
Another wild ride is around the corner on Radio Big.
Okay, here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. We're still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. This right here that you're taking a great gander to, a great lesson. This is Higher Place and State. This is by Beach Tiger. So what a fun time. So this song is readily available on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. So there you go. Still hanging out here. Still doing our jam. Yeah, let it go. So there you go. Hopefully you're enjoying this music the same way that I am. You know I love me some music. I can never get enough. Yeah, we can get into that. We can get into that weirdness if you'd like. So there you go. So some information. Some craziness. Some things to talk about. No doubt about that. Okay, so let's do this real quick. Let's go ahead and bring that down and thank some Beach Tiger for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends to write love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And we want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, there's a plethora of information. It goes way down in regards to what you can do. There's everything from, you know, the crisis text line information for the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and also for Ireland. There's also the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That number is 988, just in case you did not know that. Also, the Trans Lifeline and the Trevor Project, just to name a few. There's a whole bunch of information. Tells you how to get involved if you're interested in getting involved in all of that stuff as we move forward. So, there you go. With that being said, well, there you go. Some stuff to talk about. Some stuff to lean into. So there you go. It's like swimming inside of this whole plethora of information. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Just so you know exactly what we're talking about. I know. I get into it. I love to talk about these things because I think that they're so important as we are moving forward. So TWLOHA. Right love on her arms. So there you go. Let's get into some other news and things that are going on inside of the world because it is always to it's always important to talk about. Let's talk about some movies that are coming out today. Kung Fu Panda 4 comes out after Po is tapped to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace. He needs to train a new dragon warrior while wicked sorcerers plans to resummon the master villain. Blah 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 blah. So there you go. That one's PG. That one's PG-13. Really? PG-13 for Kung Fu Panda. There you go. Okay, Imaginary PG-13 horror movie. A woman returns to her childhood home to discover that the imaginary friend that she left behind is very real and unhappy that she was abandoned by him. So there you go. That's today also. And Cabrini, the story of Francesca Cabrini, poor woman who taught her willpower, courage, and business skills to become a great entrepreneur and overcoming sexism and violence in an anti-Italian bigotry in the 19th century New York. So there you go. That's all comes out this weekend. So there you go. It really comes out today. So there you go. So let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about saving daylight savings. Let me explain what I mean here. Much of the northern hemisphere gets set to spring their clocks forward 1 hour early Sunday. The twice annual question has once again arisen. Why do we keep doing this? Studies have shown that the transition to daylight savings time each spring affects health immediately after the clock change, and also the nearly 8 months that remained on daylight savings time. Well, some states and provinces have passed laws to adopt the year-round daylight savings times. None have actually gone into effect, with many jurisdictions waiting for their neighbors to do the same. And in doing so, might not only be all cracked up to be. Experts say that move to permanent standard time, as Mexico has done, is more appropriate, citing the fact that it's more in line with the body's natural rhythm. Consider, many children start school at 8 a.m. or earlier, which means that during DST, they get up and travel to school in pitch darkness. The extended evening light delays, the brain releases melatonin, which in turn interferes with sleep and causes us to sleep less overall. This especially affects the teenagers, who are particularly susceptible to sleep problems from extended evening light. And a study found that the correctium misalignment can be caused for higher rates of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and breast cancer, as well as the lower per capita income and higher health or care costs. There you go. The idea of having an extra light later into the afternoon would save energy by decreasing the need for electricity has since been proven as largely inaccurate. So if you ask me right now, I'd say daylight savings, heck yes. But ask me on Monday morning and I might, have a few choice words about the whole concept. And if I had to prefer to stick with it, but I'm going to lose sleep over it. Wait, what? So there you go. I mean, it's just weird. If you ask me, and let's take some studying out of this, I would say let's stay in DST. Florida passed it many, many years ago, and I believe that there's a federal portion that they're still waiting for to approve it. But if we got into daylight savings time, which nobody has done permanently, would they eventually call it Florida time? That would be one of those weird things.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so with that being said, let's go ahead and bring in some John Smalls, and let's see what kind of motivation he has for us today.
The Motivation Minute is possible with support from GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Troy. Francis of Assisi said, "Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you're doing the impossible." What an excellent quote. Have you ever done anything that's impossible? It's awesome. I've done it a few times. I remember being told that something was not possible, but it bothered me too much to not try it. I spent my own time and my own resources to work on the project. Then I found a way to get it done. A few industry experts told me it couldn't be done. What they really meant was they had never done it that way. I decided to try it to see what would happen. We pushed some technology a little further, and we did some pretty cool stuff together.
The Motivation Minute.
This has been today's Motivation Minute, made possible with support from GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Your favorite quotes can be submitted at MotivationMinute.org.
The Morehouse School of Medicine is set to receive millions of dollars in its efforts to fight cancer. It announced that it's been chosen for a $25 million grant. It'll be used to focus on health disparities among populations of African ancestry. The CDC has reported for years that blacks have a much higher risk of dying from cancer than whites. The New York City Health Department is offering what it calls Rat Academy classes for gardeners.
Rats! Yes, we're resilient.
That's something New York City residents know all too well. And for gardeners, rats pose a real challenge because they consider the carrots, peas, and avocados you're trying to grow five-star food, just like your trash. So the city is offering two-hour classes starting next week, online and in person, on rat management for gardeners, not just in English, but in Spanish and Cantonese. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. I'm convinced that when we stand before God at the final judgment, He will not ask us about the honors and awards we have won. He will not ask us about the degrees we have earned or the wealth we have amassed. Rather, He will ask, "Where are the children I entrusted to you?" In light of that, the greatest reward a man could ever hope to receive is to see his children cherishing the faith which he entrusted to them, and to watch with thanksgiving as they make the family spiritual traditions their own and a vital part of their children's lives. 2 Timothy says, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you." If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. Thank you for that one. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1950, Volkswagen begins production of the Microbus, the official model name, the Volkswagen Type 2. The Type 1 designation went to the Beetle. Within a matter of years, hippies in the U.S. adopted the bus as their favorite mode of communal transportation. That happened back in 1950. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about some of those that are going down. Tay Riley turns 23. Devon Worcester turns 33. Benny Blanco, 36. Chad Gable, 38. Kat Von D turns 42. James Vanderbeek turns 47. Freddie Prinze Jr. turns 48. Kevin Smith, 59, Lester Holt, 65, and Mickey Dolenz turned 79 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you, of course. International Women's Day, National Organs Day, National Freelancers Day, International Grant Professionals Day, National Middle Name Pride Day, National Peanut Butter Cluster, or excuse me, Peanut Cluster Day, National Proofreading Day, and Be Nasty Day. Yeah, Be Nasty. I mean, whatever that means. But there is a day for it. So maybe that's what you should be. All that you can be, for sure. You know, nasty. What else did you think I was talking about? Okay, if you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. Because that is what I do around here. That's what I do around here. So the joke would sound something like this. Nothing makes a person more productive than the last minute. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. The Oscars are this weekend. What actor or actress do you prompt that you watch a movie that you had absolutely no other interest in seeing? Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of movies depending on the actor or actress. So there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 30% of kids say that they are embarrassed when their parents do this. What is it? Dance in front of them. So there you go. That's some stuff to think about. For sure. So there you go. That's going to end our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to Radio Big. If you hang out on Safety FM, Sheldon Primus will show up and talk about the business of safety consulting. So there you go. Thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If you do need a deep thought for today, keep this in mind. Do not set aside your happiness. Do not wait to be happy in the future. The best time to be happy is always now. Seriously, now is the best time to do that. With that being said, keep in mind time change coming up over the weekend. If we don't talk about it during the next couple hours or so, as I will be talking about the world of music and entertainment. So there you go. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.